Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, looking up forward to another great weekend, one would hope. But with all of that, is America collapsing? Are we falling, dissolving like the old Roman Empire? It took Rome hundreds of years before the empire collapsed. You could say for the United States of America, we've always been known to do things more quickly than other countries in terms of accomplishments, sometimes in terms of magnifying threats. We will be talking to a writer who has an answer for all of those who say that doomerism is appropriate. And basically, he takes on various subjects, economic and social and international, he takes on the claims of the doomers. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also be talking about the latest prediction from the creator of The Handmaid's Tale to the idea that America really is moving toward Gilead, which was her dystopian fictional theocracy, fanatical theocratic dictatorship that was established in what used to be the United States. Where is Margaret Atwood just flat out and completely wrong? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about the grim prospect of a conspiracy theory taking over one of our two great political parties. No, not the Republicans this time. This is a conspiracy theory about greedy big businessmen trying to gouge people and to raise prices just so they can make more money. Why is this a destructive line for the Democrats? We'll be talking to Catherine Rampell of the Washington Post on that issue. And plus, there are whole bunches of movies, some of them pretty interesting. Two horror films, one that is truly sickening and disturbing, but also one of the most entertaining and satisfying films of the year, which is out this weekend, and it is about an actual art heist that happened back in the 1960s, starring Helen Mirren and Jim Broadbent. We will cover The Duke, The Bubble, and more later on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. On the inescapable issue of abortion, inescapable because there is the prospect that this is going to be turned back into a political issue, not a judicial issue. That is what the Supreme Court is looking to do if they go forward, and I think there's every chance they will, with the decision that has already attracted a majority of support on the court, the decision written by Justice Sam Alito. The whole idea is, one of the things that's so extraordinary about that decision is that it is a very rare example of someone in Washington turning away from grabbing more power. In other words, if there is one theme that underlines the current situation with the court, it's the court saying, this is not an issue that we are going to handle, which is what is so ridiculous about some of the charges that are made. What right are they going to attack next? What are they going to do next to destroy our country, and et cetera, et cetera? The whole point about a decision saying that there's no basis in the Constitution, there's no basis in statute law at all for the Supreme Court to decide to legalize abortion everywhere. If state legislatures want to do that, go ahead. In fact, many of them had done that before Roe v. Wade. And the one thing that the left is working hardest to mislead people about is exactly this idea that somehow this is a power grab by ill-tempered, elderly, ill-considered and uneducated Puritans on the Supreme Court to seize theocratic power in the name of religion. There is nothing like that anywhere in Justice Alito's decision that he wrote, nor in the court's action in saying this should not be an issue for courts to decide. Now, you may believe on the libertarian side of things that, well, the whole issue of abortion is not an issue that government at any level should decide. It should just be totally between the woman and her doctor. There are some Americans who agree with that, but that's not a majority. It's also not a majority to see the Americans who believe that abortion should be banned under all circumstances. That's only about 19% of the public who have opinions in that direction. In most cases, people would like to see a more moderate, more balanced approach to this issue. Not the Democrats, because this morning they spoke on the Capitol Hill steps about abortion, vowed to continue the fight, which is not a fight against the Supreme Court, by the way. It's going to be a fight from state to state in legislatures across the country. In many of those legislatures, the Democrats have already won. I don't think anyone is expecting that the state of California, with Roe v. Wade gone, is going to go back to restraints on abortion. There's no evidence at all that they're going to move in that direction. In fact, they want to make California an abortion destination for people looking to terminate their pregnancies. Here is Speaker Pelosi, her weekly press conference, always an event of enlightenment and entertainment. Nancy Pelosi, this morning at her press conference, talking about her view of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Clip 11.
The GOP-appointed Supreme Court put there for the purpose. You know, in our country, we have always had, because of the brilliance and genius of our Constitution, an expansion of freedom. With this possible, or the suggested draft, that it would be the first time a court has expanded freedom and then contracted it in a very, very dangerous way.
Okay, if freedom is, quote, contracted, it's not the court that's doing it. It will be the legislatures, the people's elected representatives. And do I think that it's going to be a healthy thing for the country to actually work this out among our elected representatives? Maybe. Because at least there you have a branch of government that is built to be responsive to the people and to the public's concerns. And if the Democrats believe that somehow the fact that the Supreme Court is turning this over to state legislatures and to different state legislatures doing things differently, if they believe that's going to end up with some kind of conspiratorial massive takeover by a minority of Americans who are religious fanatics, allegedly, if they believe, as Margaret Atwood does, that we are at the very point of Gilead, of that fictional dystopia that she created in The Handmaid's Tale. She's the author of the original novels that inspired that televised entertainment, if you can call it entertainment. If people believe any of that, then clearly they basically have given up on their fellow Americans. Because what the left wants to do is to take this decision away from the people and vest it in the courts. How is that democratic? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We will be right back. Is America doomed and collapsing? Coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776.
That's 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Show on the radio.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a continued controversy, and this will be true, I am sure, for months and months to come, at least until the election this November. Key primaries coming up next week, the big one in Pennsylvania, where there are dire primary fights for Republicans for both the nominee for governor and nominees for the U.S. Senate. If you want the one projection is that the most likely nominee for U.S. Senate is now Kathy Barnett. President Trump jumped in, and we'll cover this. President Trump jumped in. He's endorsed Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz, the celebrity thoracic surgeon who has been the subject of all kinds of extremely nasty attacks, and then he's hit back at his chief rival, Dave McCormick. But the truth is, right in between them, and not subject to that kind of attack, has been Kathy Barnett, who is a MAGA conservative. She is a big supporter of the Stop the Steal theory. She feels the election result was stolen in Pennsylvania. And now, because she has not been the subject of negative attacks until now, I mean, I guess an attack by definition is negative, she seems to be slipping in. And is she electable is a real question, given the fact that she used to have a radio show and she said some fairly outrageous things on the radio show. We will get to that question coming up. But with all of that going on, one thing about Kathy Barnett is she is certainly very, very passionate and solid on the issue of abortion. And one of the reasons she has all of a sudden surged in the polls is because of the broadcast of an interview where she talked about her own birth. Her mother was raped, and she came into being because her mother was pro-life. Otherwise, Kathy Barnett doesn't exist. She's 50 years old. She has a history in the military reserves and a long history as a conservative activist who has been arguing for years that black people are better represented by the Republican Party than by the Democrats. And part of that has to do with the willingness of outspoken Republicans to sometimes take it to the media. And Ted Cruz had a very hard-hitting attack on the New York Times, but it's not just the New York Times. He singled out the New York Times for putting together an emphasis on a line of attack and line of reasoning that is completely nonsensical. And that line of reasoning that says that, okay, now that the Supreme Court has gotten rid of Roe v. Wade, next they're going to be back to banning interracial marriage. That's what the conservatives really want. They don't want to allow black people to marry white people, or Asian people for that matter, or Hispanic. I mean, what do people really believe? Why do people in the media even raise such possibilities when it has nothing to do with the reality? Here is Senator Cruz, clip 18.
You notice that when they're talking about the Dobbs decision, they very, very quickly say, if this decision goes into effect, it will strike down the availability of contraceptives.
Right.
It will strike down gay marriage and interracial marriage. The New York Times went so far, the editorial board, the New York Times suggested that there were multiple states in the union that if they were allowed to would ban interracial marriage. What utter garbage. You bigoted, moronic, Manhattan leftist elite lying sacks of crap.
Yeah, but how do you really feel?
Yeah, it kind of pisses me off.
Well, it does, and it should, because you see, the idea of that the Supreme Court could do anything to ban interracial marriage, even if they wanted to, is absurd. The only thing they could do would be to open the door, if they wanted to, and they don't, to open the door to state legislatures who wanted, oh, let's bring back those bans on interracial marriage. By the way, at the time that Loving versus Virginia was decided, which was 1967, there were 16 states that still had limitations on interracial marriage. The other 34 states had already fully legalized it. And is it shameful that there was ever such a thing as any state that had a government ban on your marrying somebody because that person was a different race? Yes, it was shameful. And it was appropriate for it to be struck down under the 14th Amendment. And there's no one anywhere in the country, not in any law school in the country, not in any corner of the legal establishment, who believes that what we need in this country right now is a ban on interracial marriage. It's completely outrageous and absurd. Not any more absurd necessarily than Ilhan Omar with her response to Ted Cruz. 2.5, Jer.
It's shocking to me that all of this is being championed and it's coming from a party that believes in small government, a party that talks about freedom, liberty, and this is the party now that wants to do everything that they can to tell women what decisions they can make about their reproductive rights. They want somebody like Senator Ted Cruz regulating your uterus. They want Senator Chuck Grassley having authority over your body. We have to say no.
Okay, again, this idea that it is your body. So what is that thing that has a beating heart that's growing inside your body? This is the one question, of course, that they never address. What is it? I mean, this is not like the idea of changing your body through plastic surgery. This is, at some point, is it not, somebody else who may be spending some time inside your body, but if there's a separate heartbeat, if there is a separate being that will continue to grow and develop and maybe someday become somebody wonderful, maybe someday become somebody terrible, but will become somebody unless it is somehow interrupted in that process, how can you deny that it is a life? How can you deny that it is human? And how can you deny that at least the people who are clearly pro-life have some sympathy for that being inside you? Sympathy for America? Are we collapsing? Coming up on The Medved Show.
I am beyond honored and excited for
The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is skyrocketing towards $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price on record. And Democratic Senator from Montana, John Tester, tells MSNBC, now's a great time to think about going green.
That's a big one, I'll tell you that. Gasoline, fuel you put in your cars. This is really an opportunity not only to drill for our natural resources, but to set up so we can have renewable energy moving forward so there's more competition in that marketplace. We need to have a moonshot event to not only deal with climate change, but also make energy more affordable going into the future that doesn't put a bunch of CO2 into the air. We can do that.
President Biden meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are some things that most Americans know deeply and instinctively, but every once in a while we need to have our visceral opinions backed up by some logical argument. And that's where Noah Smith comes in. Noah Smith is a former Bloomberg opinion columnist. He was an assistant professor of finance at Stony Brook University in New York. And he blogs at Noah, get it? His name is Noah Smith. It's Noah Pinion for Substack. He's written an important piece entitled, No, America is Not Collapsing. Okay, first of all, Noah, you begin by talking about why it is so many people may actually believe that we are doomed. In fact, you refer to such people as doomers. What's giving rise to this fear, this conviction?
A lot of things are going wrong. You know, we've got inflation. We just had a pandemic where a million people died. We've had political unrest, riots, protests, some terrorism. There's been a lot of, bad things, and people are very stressed out, and it's very easy to wring your hands and say, oh, the system is collapsing, America's done, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, and first of all, you go through point by point. Economically, people are terribly worried about inflation. You suggest in your piece, which is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, you suggest in your piece that they may be more alarmed than is appropriate given where we really are economically.
Exactly. If you look at the fundamentals of, you know, where we are, things are a lot stronger than people think. So, for example, you know, yes, there's inflation, but also pretty much everyone who wants a job in America has a job, and that's a very unusual situation. That's not how things usually are. The employment situation is actually great. If you look at wages, you know, wages for a lot of people are justifiably mad because wages are lagging inflation for the middle class and the upper class. But if you look at, you know, the working class, the bottom sort of quarter of people, their wages have actually gone up by more than inflation over the past, you know, year and a half or so. And so their, you know, inequality is coming down a little bit. You know, inequality rose for many years. Now it's coming down because the people at the bottom of the distribution are finally getting a little bit of a raise there. And so, you know, there are some underlying strengths to this economy.
Yeah, and not only underlying strengths to the economy, even the crime issue, where people look at the statistics and a record number of gun deaths that was just announced by the CDC, and a number of major cities showing all-time highs for criminal violence. The point that you make is putting this in context. Yes, we are getting worse than we were, say, 10 or even 20 years ago. But what it doesn't take into account is the tremendous improvement in criminal justice and in crime on the streets that took place in the 1980s and 90s. Explain.
Right. So not really the 80s, but the 90s for sure. You know, in the early 90s, and in the 80s, we were a very violent society. You know, we had, there was just a lot more violence pervading at every level of society and extremely high murder rate. You know, New York had something like 2,000 murders in 1990 or something around that, I forget, in the thousands. And, you know, now it has in the hundreds. It's like an order of magnitude lower. It's just so much safer. People are still right to be worried about violent crime, and violent crime is way up, you know, so I don't want to trivialize that. There have been lots of horrible attacks, lots of attacks on Asian people especially, you know, who are getting preferentially attacked, you know, in the streets and stuff. So that's terrible, and I don't want to minimize it. But at the same time, it's not yet as bad as it was back in 1992, and 1992 was kind of an age that people thought, this is a golden age, you know, communism had just fallen. You know, we'd had a recession in the early 90s, but people were generally more economically confident. And so, you know, but at the same time, murders were much higher than they are today, even after the rise in crime. So I think we should just, you know, sort of realize that, put it in perspective, try to remember what things were like back then.
One of the things you also mentioned, of course, and how could you not, is the question of foreign policy. A number of people predicting that China is going to overtake the United States as the world's economic and military leader. People looking at the aggressive and bloodthirsty way that Russia is pursuing the war in Ukraine, worried about combinations of China and Russia and Iran. Why is there grounds for optimism there that you want to emphasize?
There are. And so you'll notice that Russia was supposed to be this big military powerhouse, hyper-modernized and very warlike, you know, backed up by all this oil money. Then they invaded Ukraine, which is a smaller, you know, it's a country a quarter their size and was much poorer before the war. And yet Ukraine is kicking their butt, and of course some of that's because we sent weapons to help, but mostly it's just because the Russians weren't doing very good, and the Ukrainians were extremely valiant and smart and tenacious in defense of their country. And that shows, you know, that, and Europe immediately united around this cause. You know, there's a couple of European countries like Hungary that are dragging their feet, but in general Europe united very quickly around the need to sanction Russia, to support Ukraine, you know, and to enlarge NATO, things like that. That, it's like suddenly China is down one major ally and we're up one major ally in the blink of an eye. With, you know, and we the United States have been very effective helping Ukraine, you know, with you know, especially weapons, economic stuff, sanctions, some intelligence sharing, things like that. So we're not as ineffectual as people think. You know, we withdrew from Afghanistan, but that was because there was no point in staying in Afghanistan. We had nothing to do there except, you know, like, I don't know, essentially babysit this country and keep the Taliban out of power by occasionally shooting them. And we could do it. It was possible. We did it for years. Our casualties weren't very high in the last 2 years we were in Afghanistan. But there was no point to staying in there year after year, decade after decade. And that's why we withdrew. You know, people think of it as like this defeat or something. I think Russia is now showing us what a real actual military defeat looks like.
Well, and let us hope so. I want to get to the last point that you make, which is kind of counterintuitive, but I think you're right. You suggest that even this doomerism, this cyclical thing where all of a sudden people are saying, oh no, the sky is falling, even that is a sign, to some extent, of America's basic health. Why?
Well, that's just, it's what we do. You know, it's a lot of countries sit there and just, you know, ignore problems and wait for them to build up. And, you know, I saw a lot of this in Japan, you know, where I lived for several years. There was a lot of can-kicking and just ignoring of problems until they got so bad that nobody knew what to do about them. And so in the U.S., we use a different strategy. We weep and we wail and we screech and we fight all the time. We say everything's horrible. And this, you know, we freak out about every problem. You know, we're famous conspiracy theorists. We're hiding in our farmhouses with our shotguns, you know. And yet, what that means is we get to jump on these problems because everyone really scrambles to head off problems before they get too bad. And the thing is, yes, that's one of our fundamental strengths. We just have to remember not to overdo it. We have to remember not to get so panicked that we panic ourselves into sort of passivity and don't actually do anything.
You know, we lose our native American underlying optimism. The piece is well worth reading. It's called No America Is Not Collapsing. It's by Noah Smith. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Another piece about optimism and its importance and appropriateness, even right now, coming up on The Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The quote of the day from President Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines, the outgoing president who has been announcing his plans of how he wants to spend his retirement. His daughter was just elected vice president of the Philippines, and the son of the previous dictator of the Philippines, who everyone assumed had been disgraced, well, he's got a comeback of sorts. He's in the Ferdinando Marcos is dead. The new president is his son, known as Bongbong. I do not know the origins of that name. I mean, it sounds like the Flintstones, I know. It was Bam Bam in the Flintstones. But Bongbong Marcos, the new president, won in a landslide, even though there's a lot of tisking about it. But Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, came up with this. When American presidents leave office, what do? They build houses for Habitat for Humanity. They paint and then release books of their paintings like George W. Bush. Or they go visit creepy islands and chase women.
I plead guilty to that.
there are all kinds of things that American, or they plan a comeback and make it clear that they're planning to run again or return to the White House. But in the Philippines, the outgoing president, Rodrigo Duterte, who was very proud of the success of his war on drugs, where there were probably more than 7,000 people who were killed, according to Human Rights Watch. But he just promised that after leaving office, which is just a few weeks away, I'm going to search for drug peddlers, then I'm going to shoot them and kill them. This is part of what made him a very popular chief executive. Now, concerning what we were just talking about with Noah Smith about the forthcoming collapse, the end of America, the doom of America, Brett Stevens over at the New York Times was writing about the same issue. And he writes, this is a season, an age really, of American pessimism. The pessimism comes in many flavors. There's progressive pessimism, full colon. The country is tilting toward MAGA-hatted fascism or a new version of The Handmaid's Tale. There's conservative pessimism. The institutions from primary schools to the Pentagon are all being captured by wokeness. There's Afro-pessimism. Black people have always been excluded by systemic, ineradicable racism. And then there's the pessimism of the white, middle, and working classes. The country and the values they've known for generations are being hijacked by smug, self-dealing elites who view them with contempt. There is also the pessimism of the middle, writes Brett Stevens. We are losing the institutional capacity, cultural norms, and moral courage needed to strike pragmatic compromises at almost every level of society. Zero sum is now our default setting. He goes on and says, the list goes on, but you get the point. Even without the daily reminders of Carter-era inflation, this feels like another era of Carter-style malaise. As complete with an unpopular president who tends to inspire more sympathy than he does confidence. And then he turns. And Brett Stevens asks this question, so why am I still an optimist when it comes to America? Because while we are bent, our adversaries are brittle. As we find ways to bend, they can only remain static or shatter. Putin, he writes, and he's certainly right about this, is belatedly discovering that the powers to humiliate, subvert, and destroy are weaker forces than the powers to attract, inspire, and build. Powers that free nations possess almost as a birthright. The Kremlin might yet be able to bludgeon its way to something they can call victory, but its reward will mainly be the very rubble it has created. The rest of Ukraine will find ways to flourish, identify as a member of NATO and the European Union. Meanwhile, in Shanghai, now this is amazing when you think about it. Meanwhile, in Shanghai, more than 35 million people remain under strict lockdown, a real-world dystopia in which hovering drones warn residents through loudspeakers to control your soul's desire for freedom. Does anyone still think that China's handling of the pandemic, its deceits, its mediocre vaccines, a zero COVID policy that manifestly failed, and now the cruel lockdown that has brought hunger and mediocre and medicine shortages to its richest city? Does anyone think this is a model for the rest of the world? And then finally, he ends here, rulers who come to believe their own propaganda will inevitably miscalculate, often catastrophically. Look again at Putin, who really believed he had a competent military. Which brings me back to the United States. Just as dictatorships advertise their strengths but hide their weaknesses, both to others and to themselves, democracies do the opposite. We obsess over our weaknesses, even as we forget our formidable strengths. It is the source of our pessimism, but it is also, paradoxically, our deepest strength. In refusing to look away from our flaws, we not only acknowledge them, but also begin fixing them. We rethink, we adapt, in bending, we find new ways to grow. I think it's profoundly necessary to put all of this in context. And all of the horrors that people scream about the United States, I understand the baby formula issue is a very real issue. And it's a terrible situation, particularly for people with going through parenthood, maybe for the first time, and who just don't know what they're going to do. We're addressing that. And it it will, God willing, be better. And yes, it does have to do with some of the concerns of regulation to make sure there are no impurities or improprieties involved with some of the formula that is sold to the public. So, with all of this going on, and the United States looking back on a million deaths, what is the underlying message? And I know that the one thing that is most clear is that it takes more than a devastating disease to destroy the United States or to destroy what I honestly think is our base level optimism. People spoke particularly in the 19th century, but it was true of the 20th century as well, and I think it can be true of the 21st century. America is defined by a can-do spirit, where nothing is impossible. And one of the things that people, the bitter arguments about vaccines, that appears to have departed to some extent, and people are coping. We have a member of the family, not who lives with us, but a member of the family elsewhere who's battling, just pretty much done with COVID. And I think the country is less appalled, less paralyzed, less handicapped by COVID. Lots of big challenges, lots of political challenges coming up ahead, and all kinds of questions about our political system, how it functions, how it will function. Now the developments in Missouri and Pennsylvania elsewhere suggest, hey, just hold on a minute. The Republicans may not gain control of the Senate. They will probably gain control of the House. So what happens next? That's always a question that Americans ask because things remain unpredictable. But we will talk about some of those ideas where, no, we're not governed by some kind of conspiracy. There's a new conspiracy that is taking over. At least the Washington Post columnist says so. Catherine Pell is taking over the Democratic Party. What do we do to obliterate any credibility for that conspiracy at all? Just look at the facts about this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11 plus, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.